إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد عبده ورسوله اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فإخوتي وأخواتي الكرام اتقوا الله حق تقاته. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, have the taqwa, have the fear of Allah Most High and Mighty. From the greatest of sins and the greatest of crimes is calling people and gathering them and encouraging them to do evil. Calling and gathering people to do sin. Allah Most High, He says, الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَصَدُّوا عَن سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ زِدْنَاهُمْ عَذَابًا فَوْقَ الْعَذَابِ. الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا, those who disbelieve, وَصَدُّوا عَن سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, and they block from the way of Allah, they close the way of Allah, we زِدْنَاهُمْ عَذَابًا فَوْقَ الْعَذَابِ. Allah Most High, He will give them punishment upon punishment. And Allah Ta'ala, He says, وَلَا تُفْسِدُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ بَعْدَ إِصْلَاحِهَا ذَلِكَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ. لَا تُفْسِدُوا, do not spread corruption, do not spread evil in the earth after it has been set aright. That is better for you if you are believers. Brothers and sisters in Islam, gathering of Muslims, from the greatest corruptions and evils and sins, from the kabair, the major sins, the things that destroy, is the alcohol and intoxicants. Alcohol and intoxicants, anybody that is affected by them, he is corrupted. And there are different levels of corruption. But the intoxicants, khamr, alcohol, drugs, whoever touches them, they are destroyed and they are harmed. It spreads, its corruption spreads and corrupts everywhere. And from what is a new form of intoxication is the type of drugs that are used. The two new kinds of intoxication is how people, they inject and take the drugs. The Prophet ﷺ, he warned against the corruption caused by alcohol. He said, avoid alcohol because it is the mother of all evils. This hadith is narrated by Hakim. Another narration, he said, stay away from alcohol because it is the key to all evil. And Hakim said the hadith is correct. A third narration, he said, alcohol is the doorway to all evils. This hadith is narrated by Ibn Majah and Bayhaqi. Beloved brothers in Islam, drugs have a greater destructive effect than the alcohol. The drugs, they have more of a corruption than alcohol. And therefore its forbiddance is greater than that of alcohol. The forbiddance of drugs is greater than alcohol. And we may know some of the harm of drugs, but there is much greater harm that we do not even know. All forms of drug intoxicating, whether it is drank or whether it is injected, whether it is liquid or whether it is solid or from seed, whatever its origin, anything that intoxicates the Prophet ﷺ has made forbidden. This is a strong prohibition in the Sharia of Islam. And it is illegal and haram because it destroys, it corrupts, and it leads human beings to become evil, to do crimes, and it leads them away from doing any good. We must call the whole world to get rid of drugs and intoxicants. This is a call for all people of the earth to get rid of drugs because it does much harm. And from the harms of the drugs is that it destroys the sense, the mind, the aql, so that a person can no longer pay heed to what is good and what is harmful. It turns a human being into an animal, because what makes a human being greater than animals is the mind. So the drugs destroy the mind and make the human being like an animal, and they end up doing wrong. Also, the drugs, they make a person become like a shaytan, because he does whatever evil that comes to his mind. He does not follow the character of those who are righteous, who withhold themselves from doing evil and wrong. And from the harms, the evils of drugs and intoxicants, is that it makes the user do violence against others and commit violent crimes against other people. The shaytan leads them away from all that is beneficial and leads them to violently harm others. And from the harms of the drugs is that it makes a person forget about his future, to have in mind what will benefit one in the future, but rather the person is only concerned about the moment and how to get the enjoyment of the moment that they are currently in. So this leads one to follow a path of harm and destruction. And from the harms of the drugs and alcohol is that it does not lead one to guard what is beneficial for society. So one does not care about his job or his money or his family, but rather it leads to him neglecting the things that will bring benefit to the society. He no longer guards what is essential for the human life. And we seek refuge in Allah. And from the harms of the drugs and intoxicants is that a person, they become addicted to it. So that all they want is to get the next dose of the drug or intoxicant. They become addicted, so the only thing they can think of is how to get the next dosage of the drug. And there's no bounds on how a person will get it. There's no restrictions. The only goal is to get that drug. And from the harms of the drugs and intoxicants is that it destroys the wealth. It causes destruction of the wealth that a person has saved. And it leads to crimes in order to take away the wealth of other people. And from the harms of the drugs and the intoxicants is that it causes disease to the body. It corrupts the body and spreads illness throughout the society. And this creates a handicap in the society where people who are no longer beneficial to the society, but in fact they are a burden and a difficulty upon the society. And from the harms of the drugs and alcohol is that it creates sterility, so that a man is no longer able to have virility towards the woman. And from the harms, and the greatest of the harms, of the alcohol and intoxicants, is that it leads one away from the obedience of Allah Ta'ala. It leads one to the disobedience of Allah Ta'ala. And it creates in a person the hatred of obedience, and the hatred to be around people who obey, the people of obedience. It creates hatred towards the knowledge and the people of knowledge and the gatherings of dhikr. It creates hatred towards worship of Allah Ta'ala, and it causes a person to love the crimes and keeping the company of those who are evil and being comfortable with them. And from the harms, from its harms, brothers and sisters in Islam, is that it causes the angels of mercy to go away from a person. And it dissipates the angels of mercy and gathers the shayateen upon a person until the shaytan is his companion. Allah Ta'ala, He says, وَمَنْ يَعْشُ عَنْ ذِكْرِ الرَّحْمَنِ نُقَيِّدْ لَهُ شَيْطَانًا فَهُوَ لَهُ قَرِينٌ. وَمَنْ يَعْشُ عَنْ ذِكْرِ الرَّحْمَنِ. Whoever turns away from the remembrance of the merciful one, we shall give him a companion who is a shaytan, who will be forever by his side, consort. When one turns away from the dhikr, the remembrance of Allah, then the shaytan becomes his close consort and companion. And so the shaytan will remain with the person until they all end up in Jahannam, in the hellfire. And from the harms and the evils of drugs and intoxicants is the curse and the wrath of Allah Ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he stated that Allah curses the khamr, the intoxicants, the alcohol. He curses the one who drinks it, the one who pours it for another person. He curses the one who squeezes the juice and the one for whom it is squeezed for. He curses the one who carries or transports the khamr and the one to whom it is transported to. And he curses the one who sells the khamr and the one who buys it. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, in a hadith the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, whoever drinks one taste of the khamr, then Allah will not accept his deeds for 3 days, one taste. And whoever drinks a glass of the khamr, of the alcohol, then his deeds will not be accepted for 40 days. His salah will not be accepted for 40 days. And then the Prophet ﷺ, he continued, he said, destroying alcohol is a duty upon Allah. And he said that if you give them the alcohol, you are giving them from the khabal. And they said, what is the khabal? He said, it is the juice. It is the juices or the scorching of the people of the fire. This hadith is narrated by Tabarani. And the drugs are greater, more harmful than the alcohol. The prohibition on the alcohol is the prohibition on drugs. Because the alcohol, the khamr, it is what is intoxicates. So the Prophet ﷺ, he forbade alcohol, the same prohibition it applies to the drugs, to any intoxicant. And the harms, the warnings against alcohol are warnings against the drugs. And those who deal in them, they should fear the fitna that Allah will descend upon them. Because those who grow the drugs, those who spread them, they are spreading the shayateen, the devils of the human beings. They are spreading, by spreading these drugs, they are spreading the shayateen amongst humans to corrupt the people of the earth. And these people who spread the drugs, they have two purposes. They are both very evil. The first is that they wish to make other people subjected to them, humble to them. So they are dependent upon them for their needs. And the dealers, the drug dealers, their other goal is to take the wealth of people wrongfully. To eat away the wealth of people and usurp the wealth of the people. So, beloved Muslims, you should beware of the traps of the shaytan. Beware of the drugs and the alcohol. because they do nothing but corrupt the soul. They destroy the heart and make the affairs of a person difficult. The land is afflicted. When we look at the earth, the land is afflicted by the punishment of Allah. In this world and the next, the people will be afflicted with punishment, those who spread the drugs and alcohol. And a reminder for every father, for every mother, for every guardian, for every brother, for every sister, to warn your family, to warn your children against the places and the gatherings of evil people. To warn them against the evil of smoking, because smoking it leads to other drugs. To warn them against the evil of intoxication. We must teach them to be away from these places where the drugs and alcohol are spread. And this is our duty, because every child, every baby starts out not knowing what is wrong and what is right in the world. So we must teach them to stay away from the evil and to go towards goodness, to be towards the places of goodness. Gathering of Muslims, it is our duty to command to good and enjoin people to do good and forbid and stay away from evil. How is it to those drug dealers who spread corruption and evil on the earth? Do they not fear the punishment that they will receive in this world and the next? We must invite one another. We must be inviters to good and not to evil. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, وَتَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَتَقْوَى وَلَا تَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ. Help one another to good and piety, and do not help one another to evil and enmity. أَقُولُ هَذَا الْقَوْلُ وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ استغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين سيدنا محمد وآله وصحبه وسلم. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said that all of the children of Adam make mistakes. And the best of those who make mistakes are those who turn in repentance. So for those who are afflicted by this evil of drugs and alcohol and intoxicants, so they should stop and turn to Allah and ask Him for forgiveness. Beloved brothers in Islam and sisters in Islam, I'd like to share with you an important reminder about a man named Ibrahim ibn Adham. Ibrahim ibn Adham, he lived in a city called Basra, which is in Iraq, many centuries ago. And as he walked through the market, and he was known for his knowledge and piety, many of the people gathered around him. And they asked him, Ibrahim ibn Adham, isn't it true that Allah says, call upon me, I will answer your call. Idr'uni astajib lakum. So Ibrahim ibn Adham, they asked him, this is what Allah says, but we have been calling on Him for a long time, and He has not answered our du'as. Ibrahim ibn Adham, he said to the people, O people of Basra, your hearts have died. Your hearts are dead for the following reasons. He said, number one, that you know of Allah, but you do not fulfill the rights of Allah Ta'ala. You know of Allah, but you do not fulfill His rights to obey Him, to love Him, to submit to Him. Number two, he said, you recite the Quran, but you do not follow its commandments. Recitation of the Quran. They recite the Quran. We recite the Quran, but we do not follow the commandments and act in accordance to it. Number three, he said, you claim to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, And you claim to love the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but you do not follow him. You claim to love the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but you do not follow him. It is said that Imam Malik, whenever he remembered the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his face would become pale. He would look down and he would be silent. And the other people around him, they could notice the effect of the remembrance of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam upon him, from the strength of his love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, he said that the true sign of love for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is that we obey him. True love, if we truly love Rasulullah, which we must all do, as we all know in the hadith in Umar, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when Umar came to him, he said, "You are more beloved to me than everything in the world, except myself." So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, "Not yet. Not yet." So Umar understood and he realized. He said, "Now Rasulullah, you are more beloved to me than even myself." And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Now you have achieved true faith." To love the Messenger of Allah more than anything in this world is a duty upon us, more than our own selves. And the sign of this love, the reality of this love, is the obedience to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Ibrahim, he said, you claim to love Allah, and you claim to love the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but you have abandoned his sunnah. And then he said, number four, you claim to be an enemy of the shaitan, but you follow his path. Number five, he said, you claim to love the paradise, but you do not do the actions that will take you to paradise. And he said, you claim to love, to fear the hellfire, but you are enslaved to all of the actions that lead you to it. And then he says, subhanAllah, these are very important words for us to reflect upon. He said, you keep yourselves busy with analyzing the faults of others, and you neglect your own faults. And then he said, you eat from the bounties of your Lord, but you never thank Allah for it. And then he said, and this is perhaps one of the most important of these points, he said, you bury the dead. You bury your dead, but you never take any lesson from it. So these are the points he said, that hearts have become dead. So how do we expect that Allah Ta'ala answer our du'as? Allahumma arina al-haqqa haqqa wa rizukna tida'a wa arina al-baatila baatila wa rizukna jkinaba. Allahumma aghfir lil-mu'minina wal-mu'minat wal-muslimina wal-muslimat al-ahya'i minhum wal-amwat. Allahumma a'izz al-islam wal-muslimin. Allahumma ansur al-muslimina fi kulli makan ya rabbal alameen. اللهم أحيا قلوبنا يا رب العالمين بالتقوى والإيمان يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وقرة أعيننا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. قولوا هذا القول أستغفر الله لكم. عباد الله أذكر الله ذكرا كثيرا وأقيموا الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.
Straighten the body and close the gaps. So, Allahu Akbar. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا
إلا من تولى وكفر
فَيُعَذِّبُهُ اللَّهُ الْعَذَابَ الْأَكْبَرُ إِنَّ إِلَيَّا إِيَابَهُمْ ثُمَّ إِنَّ عَلَيَّا حِسَابَهُمْ. الله أكبر.